Welcome to the One Seed Podcast, aka that weekly voice note from your bestie, where an idea, thought, or concept could become a seed of inspiration in your life garden. In each episode, I'll break down real, raw feelings designed to get you thinking, reflecting, and growing. The hope is to provide you with the right dose of contemplation for your day. Join me as we cultivate a richer, more meaningful life, one seed planting episode at a time. Welcome to the garden. Welcome back to the One Seed Podcast. Honestly, I don't think that's going to get old. It feels so right in my bones. It's so exciting to say that. I hope that everyone is having a lovely Wednesday. And if you're not listening to this when it releases on Wednesdays, happy whatever day that you are listening to this. I appreciate you being here. I really felt called to talk about joy and creating joy. And I know that you might, well, I don't even want to predict what somebody might think about this because that is part of the whole journey. I cannot predict what you might feel about this. All I can do is put this information out and hopefully, like I always say, maybe it's a seed that is planted in your life garden. So joy, let me take you back. Obviously, a lot of my self-discovery, Terry 2.0, has come from the last 5 years. Obviously, I am a firm believer that your journey brings you in the direction that you're supposed to go. I really do. I can't see any reason why that's not true. I know some people aren't believers of that, and that is totally fine, but I most certainly am, and that's kind of where the direction I'm going to go. So the last 5 years, I really felt a kind of flip in the way I looked at the world. And partially it had to do with, if you know me, you know, I probably told you, probably in the most random spot, like a restaurant or a hockey game or a baseball game or a soccer game or somewhere, about my infertility journey, our family's infertility journey, because it wasn't just me who went through it. And I think that was a major spark in my life that changed. So backstory, we had secondary infertility after my son was born. My son is 12 and my daughter is 6. And so this is stemming back now, probably, seven, eight years. And it kind of rocked our world. And I kind of got mad and I stayed mad. Deep down, I feel like I stayed mad, even though like, it's totally normal on the outside and you survive and you work through all these emotions, but I really started to like feel different. And then I started to, like, one of the main catalysts on how I sort of stemmed, maybe the first, very first seed that was ever planted in my life garden, was the day that I literally spilled my guts to the world over a Facebook post. And I just said, hey, world, this is what my family is going through. So if you have felt a shift in my energy, if you have felt like, where did Terry go? Or where did the canisteros go? Like, where'd you go? You know, if you thought any different of me, this is why. And I'm sorry, but this is what we're going through. And as soon as I put that out into the world, that is when I feel like that seed that needed to grow, grew roots. And it grew roots and they went super deep into like the person that I am today. So this is probably one of the biggest flowers in my garden right now, the one that stands the tallest. I'm going to go with, I don't know many flowers, but I do know a good analogy for this one. It is most definitely a sunflower. You know how like the stalk is just so thick and it literally can grow like as tall as a house. This is that seed. This is that flower in my garden right now. And so fast forward, I became more open. I started to worry less about people's judgments. And I started to like really feel my feels and be comfortable with them and try to discover why I'm feeling them. So I went from like this angry, mad stage to this I can conquer anything stage, like really proud of myself for all of that we went through during the infertility journey. And then I needed to kind of work on my like everyday, like that I felt was just like a big storm that hit my garden. And it kind of, you know, jumbled my plants and my flowers in my garden. Like, you know how after a hard rain, some of the stems just kind of like sit a different way, and like it really takes them like a couple days of sunshine and things to like kind of stand back up. And, you know, some of the stems are broken and unrepairable. That's what I felt the infertility journey was. But moving forward, I was really wanting to like take a hard look at my garden. And then COVID hit. So it's even so weird to say today, but so that kind of changed the world as well. Like that was another big storm amongst the time that I felt a great shift in my insides and how I presented myself to the world and what my everyday looked like. And that's kind of where like happiness and joy, I started to question that, because I do think there's different levels of happiness. I feel like you can have instant happiness when you're, you know, you might not be at the happiest stage in your life, but when you are in front of a friend having dinner and that glass of wine, you just feel happy. And so you're like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Like this moment brought me so much joy. But is that being maintained? And how do we maintain happiness and joy when you are just by yourself? Like when you have to get through the everyday. So fast forward, COVID, another big storm that rocked my life garden. And truthfully, like I've said this many of times, and I will continue to say this many of times, I always revert back to finding the positives in situations. It's, I don't know if it's the way I'm wired, I would like to hope so, or even still, if I taught myself how to do this, I'm very proud of myself for teaching me how to do this, because I love this aspect of me. And I feel like during that crazy time, after the storm sort of settled down, again, I'm reassessing my garden. I was like, okay, that sucked. But what came out of this? Like, what is the positive? And I realized at that moment that I was, not that I was living a life that I didn't feel comfortable in by any means. I was definitely just shaken up. I'm not exactly sure how you're supposed to say that. I was a little bit, oh my goodness, what is happening? And I realized that in my day to day, when the storm has gone and it's just, you know, the regular old days, I wasn't really fulfilling my full potential. And I felt like something clicked, and I felt that I was living or going through life on a path that, you know, was satisfying others. You know, when you get accolades at work, or you have conversations with people that shape you, obviously. But I feel sometimes in the corporate world, especially with my background and in the corporate positions that I had, people are like, you are so good at this and you are so good at that. You should do this and you should do that. And it was seeds that were being planted in my garden that I didn't plant there. I didn't want them to be there. But, you know, naturally they got nourished because of ego, maybe, because of money, maybe, because of sheer lack of direction, maybe, all of those things combined. So after that COVID storm settled and I was questioning things, I was like, I don't know that I am the happiest or the most joyful in my everyday. And I do believe in like the corporate world, when you compare it between like personal and work, or like corporate work and personal, corporate kind of takes over. Like your work is a huge part of your life. It takes time away from your personal and your family and your friends. And so that was kind of overwhelming to me. And I decided to make a switch. And I know it's kind of unheard of. Like so many people are like, oh, you quit your corporate job with a pension, the grass is so green, and all the things you hear. And it really knocked me down listening to people's opinions. But I there was just something in my gut that was like, you are making the right decision. And I feel, which I'm going to talk a lot about, but this episode is not about, I have this theory on energy. And I know that I was giving too much energy to the things that didn't make me happiest, like make me the happiest on my everyday and the most joyful. And so I think the conclusion, or like the seed. I love saying it. I love saying it so much. The seed that I want. No, I don't like saying things. The seed that I hope might be planted in some of your life gardens. Again, you need to plant your own seed. So this is just the idea. You physically plant it if you want. It's up to us to stimulate joy and happiness. And we really have to look deep to make sure that it's our happiness and our joy. Because when friends and family and partners and kids come into your life, it is very easy to absorb other people's happiness and make it your own, which is not a bad thing. You know, I didn't really watch hockey, and now because of my son, I absolutely love hockey, right? So his joy, his passions, his happiness has become mine, but it's not really like a monumental thing, right? It just adds a little bit here and there, which is really lovely. So what I want to say is that it is up to us to stimulate our own joy. We have to figure that out. And just recently, I took my son to a concert for his very first concert. And a concert, like, I hadn't been to a concert in a very long time, and I was craving it. Like, there's just something, and I know it's not for everybody, but there's just something in a concert for me that just literally lights up every soul in my body. Like, singing at the top of your lungs, there's no judgment. Hearing the live music, the vibrations, the everything, it just stimulates me so much. And I was craving that for a very long time. And it took me a while to start this podcast. It took me a while to navigate how I wanted the One Seed Collective to be and how I wanted to present it to the world and what assets were going to fall under that collective umbrella. And I was ready to pull the trigger for quite a while, but I didn't, because I was still trying to navigate a few things. But I feel like as soon as I, you know, embraced and brought that joy that I'm talking about into my like everyday, it stimulated all the things that were on the back burner. Like, it stimulated this sort of like higher excitement, this higher joy, this higher happiness, that it made it so easy to pull the trigger on the podcast. Like, it was just so natural. But prior, I literally had the episodes ready. Like, I literally had the artwork, the music, the trailer ready. And I didn't post it because I just feel like everything does come in waves. So I was just, you know, kind of in a little bit of a storm, potentially. The waves were just a little too crashy. I couldn't figure out what I needed to pull the trigger. And I definitely think that I should stop saying pull the trigger. I don't really like that saying. I got to think of another one, but for now, that's where I'm going with. But I do know that you have to create your own joy. You have to stimulate your own happiness, not all the time, but there does need to be like a good root system in the seed of happiness and the seed of joy in your own garden, because it needs to weather those storms. Like that sunflower, right? The thickness and the sheer sturdiness of a sunflower is like legitimately what we need to do. And I think to concentrate and nourish the happiness seed and nourish the joy seed are two really crucial seeds to have, because they're yours and they're in there and they're going to stay in there no matter what comes your way. And a little bit along that same thing, or that same idea, is I just, when I was kind of in those phases where I didn't have a strong root system in my own happiness and joy, I felt not hopeless, but I definitely felt like, somebody help me. Like, hey, I'm here. Like, somebody just pick me up, please. Just someone just put something in front of me. Tell me what to do. And I waited for that for a very long time. I waited for something like that to happen. And as much as my closest friends and my family and my kids and my husband and the people closest to me were really like, come on, girl, like, we got you. You can do this. I really had to do it myself. I had to create the joy and the happiness for myself. Nobody else is going to do that for you. And so I think that's just like idea or concept I wanted to get around, or the idea or the concept I wanted to put out there in the world, just start thinking about your own happiness and your own joy, and really make a conscious effort to realize where that's coming from. And take a look in your life garden. And if you realize that those seeds haven't really taken root and they're not super strong, what's one thing a week you can do to make it strong? Is it just buying yourself that Starbucks? Because sometimes that brings me a lot of joy. Is it finishing that book you started months ago? Is it making more time for outdoor walks? Is it more making more time to actually sit down and play with no distractions with your kids? Is it painting? Is it something artsy? Is it something crafty? Is it you want to start your own business? Like, you've been thinking about this idea, but you just don't necessarily have the time or energy to do it, but you know it's going to bring you that joy and it will kind of solidify the root system in your garden. Just try it. Just give a tiny bit of your energy towards one thing and start to really nourish that one thing. And I feel like, again, the concert is just like a one point in time, but I was really craving that. So maybe look at something that you're really craving, something of structure, something of routine. Maybe it is movement, more movement in your daily life that brings you that endorphins and those and that joy. Continue that. Make sure that that root system is growing and you're nourishing that, because you have to be able to weather the storm. So I know that might have been deep, but you better be getting used to deep, because sometimes that's just where I go and I'm very unapologetic about it. Thank you, as always, so much for listening, and I'll see you next Wednesday. I hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. Before you go, I wanted to extend a heartfelt thank you for being a part of this community. Your support honestly means the world to me. And if you found any value in what you heard today, please just take a moment to rate and review this podcast on your favorite platform. Your feedback really helps grow and reach more listeners for me. As you go about your day, I hope that something from this episode resonated with you, sparking a new idea, insight, or inspiration. Think of it as a seed planted in your life garden, ready to bloom into something beautiful. So until next time, keep cultivating your life garden, and thank you for listening.